Good morning. We're starting Chayodim Klach of Beis. Simon Aleph. When we reach the point in Tefillah, when we start the words Tehilois Lekel Al Yoin, so Yamoid, person should stand up, and this is based on a Maharil, one of the Gedolei Poskei Ashkenaz, one of the Rishon, that he says the proper time to stand was when you get to Tehilois Lekel Al Yoin. Person should stand up. V'yochin atzmo the tefillah shivchez, and should prepare himself for Shmoneh Esrei. Okay, so v'yaser kichoy v'niyoy v'chol davar hamevalbel machshavto. So he wants to try and remove things which are going to be mevalbel his thought process, which are going to confuse him and distract him. So he wants to remove any saliva, any phlegm. He wants to clear, so when he starts Shmoneh Esrei, he won't have these things distracting him, that he has his extra saliva in his mouth, or the phlegm bothering him. During Shmoneh Esrei, a person during Shmoneh Esrei should not be megayik and be mefayik. Now, the Ramah says that being megayik is burping, and being mefayik is like a yawn. So a person should not be burping or yawning during Shmoneh Esrei. The Simon Rahu Loi. But Vim Hula Onso, if it's not possible, he can't control himself. Sometimes it just happens. So Yuniach Yodov Al Piv, he should cover his mouth with his hands. Shlotera'eh Psychosoi, we should not see, it should not be visible that he's yawning. Now, in the case of the burp, there's no requirement to cover your mouth. And if it's lonsoi, so the person is not held culpable, it's not responsible. But there's no need of covering your mouth. That's why I did not mention covering the mouth by the case of the burp. You just mentioned it by the case of the yawn. But also, Lorik, it's prohibited to spit during Shmoneh Esrei. Vimi Yavshir, the person has something in his mouth which is bothering him, he needs to expel it. So Mavlioi Biksusoi, so a person should pull up one of his undergarments and sort of spit into that. Now we have tissues to put it into. They didn't have that option. Therefore, Vimu Istinis, if a person was a finicky person, a delicate person who would find idea that should be on his clothing repulsive and would be distracting. He should face his head backwards and expectorate that way. This way he's not doing it facing forward, which is facing towards the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Anything which is also to do during Shmoneh Esrei is also a filo kishikar siyam yudches alachri shaposigim opsius. The person finished Shmoneh Esrei, and he's in the paragraph of Elokai Netzor. He finished the paragraph of Elokai Netzor, but he can't step back because there's a person behind him who's davening Shmoneh Esrei. So he's not allowed to step back, and we'll talk about those halachas. But he's not allowed to step back, but as long as he's standing in that position where he was davening Shmoneh Esrei, he's still standing in front of the king. As long as he's not taken the three steps back, he's like Armin Lifnei HaMelech. Now the Chayalim doesn't mention, but the Mishnah Berurah does, the idea of the Ramah actually mentions that a person should take three steps forward when he starts Shmoneh Esrei, as if he's approaching the king. The Mishnah Berurah points out, you do not need to take three steps backwards and then three steps forward. You're allowed to actually just, wherever you stand up, move three steps forward. But the Mishnah Berurah does point out, the Minhag Olam is to step back and then step forward. The Mishnah Berurah seems to be endorsing that since that is the Minhag Olam, a person should do that. But he does point out that Mikra Adin, there's no need to step backwards and then forwards. A person can just step forwards and do what and then present himself to the king. We'll leave Beis Hashem Simon Beis for tomorrow. And And the point over here of these halachas is A, during Shemoneh Esrei, to be aware that you're standing in front of the king and you have to act with a certain derech eretz, and B, before Shemoneh Esrei, a person has to prepare himself to be able to do so with the proper derech eretz, and there should be nothing which is distracting him during Shemoneh Esrei as well. Have a good day.